Omar facing a stiff primary challenge from a guy who raised $3.5 million. Yeah, for a primary race for the House of Representatives. We'll keep an eye on that. But debates are a big part of the question going forward in 2020. Where will they be? When will they be? Two have been canceled and rescheduled already because of the pandemic. My next guest, Hogan Gidley, National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign with his new job. Hogan, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be back with you.
And we'll get to that, but the important thing, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 expected to vote today on whether or not we'll have a 2020 college football season. What do you think of that?
It's not good.
It's part of the American fabric. It really is part of the American fabric. The president wants to see people go back to school. So do I. I'd like to see people play sports. Obviously, there's baseball going on and some other things happening. Why can't we get there?
I don't know. I know schools are concerned about it, obviously. The president wants them to play. The kids want to play. That's pretty obvious. And I think, you know, sports is just such a good departure from all of the other nonsense going on right now with Congress and with the politics and also with coronavirus. Of course, you don't want it to spread. You don't want the college campuses to be the culprit for any type of contagion. That's no question. But the real issue is, can you do it safely and can you reopen? And if you can, then you know, I think we should play. And I saw Nick Saban's comments yesterday. I think they were attributed to him, where he said, I think the kids are safer here than they are at home running around because of the screening and stuff they have in place at schools. I would imagine Michigan, Michigan State, Central Michigan, others would have the same safeguards in place. Because, I mean, look, they have a vested interest to make sure these kids are safe.
Absolutely.
They have a vested interest to make sure that there are no outbreaks on campuses. So it's not like they're just letting them, you know, walk around without any type of guidelines or measurements to protect the kids.
And it's a sense of normalcy. We'll see what happens. Those votes expected today, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, and I knew you, obviously, you're a sports fan, Hogan, and keep an eye on such things. We'll see what happens. I think it's important they go back. My guess is they're going to cancel the season. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, the University of Michigan and Notre Dame canceled presidential debates. The University of Michigan debate got moved to Miami, and the one from Notre Dame, Case Western Reserve in Cleveland, I believe. The real question to me, though, is Joe Biden. I mean, I've been asking this for months, and all of a sudden the left has picked up on this idea. Well, Joe Biden shouldn't debate, and maybe he shouldn't debate. If he does, it shouldn't be in person. It has to be in person. Because otherwise, you're going to have people off camera with whiteboards trying to give him answers. And this, I truly believe that. It has to be in person. It has to be real. The debates have to happen. Your thoughts?
Well, the reason you believe that Joe Biden would get help off camera with whiteboards is because we saw it when he was down in his basement. He hadn't left much. And when he was giving, you know, direct-to-camera interview and talking to his, you know, 20 viewers at any one given time, he was reaching over for something from his aides, and they had to come in and bring him a white paper so he could continue. So it's pretty clear, unscripted, unedited, Joe Biden's in serious trouble, and that's obvious. Look, we want debates. We want them early. We want them often. And one of the reasons we want them earlier than the debate schedule is because by the time the first debate happens, September 29th, there will be 8 million people with the potential to vote in 16 states. They will have not seen these candidates face off man-to-man on a debate stage. That's obviously a disservice to the American people, especially when you consider there is no conventional campaigning. We're not out there going across the country right now talking to the American people. Neither is Joe Biden, although even if he could, I don't think he would.
Right.
But, you know, in those moments, you get pressure tested by the media. They ask you tough questions. The American people get to ask you questions, and you get to see how a person would lead in those instances. And so, you know, we want to get out there. The problem is, obviously, without the conventional campaigning, it's tough to do so. But in lieu of that, let's debate. We're ready to talk. We're ready to take our message directly to the American people, put it up against Joe Biden's without the filter of the mainstream media, and see what happens.
I totally agree with that. Hogan Gidley here, National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign now, having moved over from the White House. Do you guys give much thought? I'm sure you do, because you have to plan ahead as to who will be the running mate. Some rumors that it could happen today, could happen tomorrow. We don't know. It was supposed to happen last week. Will Joe Biden pick a running mate? And then this letter that comes out yesterday from Charlemagne the God, Van Jones, Sean Diddy Combs, saying, if you don't pick a black woman as your running mate, you're going to lose because we won't support you. That's quite an ultimatum from an important voting bloc for the Democrats, isn't it?
It really is. It's fascinating that Joe Biden is having to scramble and try and get and maintain support from the African-American community. It's because he has a 50-year failed career in elected office, not doing anything, claiming to help or wanting to help, the very people he refuses to help. And so Donald Trump comes in office and immediately does things for the African-American community with criminal justice reform passing and opportunity zones, HBCU funding, school choice. Those are the things the community is clamoring for, and this president delivered. Joe Biden never did any of those things. And when he does come out and talk about the African-American community, he accuses a journalist of being a cocaine junkie. He says that all African-Americans, think the same. They're just a monolith. And then he says, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. So he's got some serious issues in that community. So it's obvious as to why they're trying to lean on him, because they realize he's not really a reliable source of assistance or help in any form or fashion.
Yeah, and where do they go from here? That's the real question. I guess we'll find out. Their convention starts on the 17th. Kamala Harris, Karen Bass, Keisha Lance Bottoms. We've only got about 30 seconds here, Hogan. Any one of those that you find more concerning, less concerning, or is it not an issue to the campaign at all?
Look, I feel like polls will show that no one ever votes for the bottom of the ticket. Voters always support the top of the ticket. But this is a weird year because Joe Biden is an empty vessel. He's been filled by the radical far reaches of the socialist left base of his party. And a lot of the folks, if not all, of the people he's even considering to be his
or
running
even farther
mate
left
are
yeah,
all
but
from that place.
Yeah,
and
they're
all
right
pushing
there
in that direction. So it's not the gender, the race, the religion, the color, the creed. It's their policies that would absolutely destroy this country I'm concerned about.
Hogan Gidley, thank you as always.
Thank you.